It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Always a special night in Buffalo for the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame dinner. That's tonight at the Convention Center. Go to their website if you want to place a bid on the silent auction or maybe even still be able to buy a ticket. BuffaloSportsHallOfFame.com is what you want there. And I think it's safe to say the headliner would be Rob Gronkowski, who joins us now on the West Hur Hotline. Gronk, this is really cool. Can I call you Gronk? Does anybody not?
A lot of people do. My close family, you know, and close friends, they call me Rob still. But Gronk started when I got to the Patriots. My brother Dan was actually called Gronk his whole entire life. My dad was actually Gronko, you know, growing up when he was in college at Syracuse. But it's just caught on, man. All my coaches and teammates and fans just started calling me Gronk once I got into the NFL, and I liked it, man. I got nothing against the nickname Gronk, and I embraced it, and I love it.
It's a pretty big and good brand, would you say? I mean, it kind of fits your personality, it seems, and it's iconic.
Yes, it is, man. It fits perfectly. It just goes well with myself, and it just makes it simple to say my name. I mean, Rob Gronkowski all the time, man, with all the syllables in my last name, man. So you just knock it down, you chop it in half, and you chop it into a third, and it's Gronk, and it just makes it easy for everyone.
Around here, we can handle those Polish names, though.
Yeah, I'm a couple generations removed from a Parzynski over here, Rob. So I got it. I got it covered.
One Polak to another Polak. What's up, baby?
It does get tougher names than Gronkowski, but yes. We got it.
Yeah, this one I think you can just sound out if you know what you're doing just a little bit. Parzynski's a little tricky. There's S's and Z's and K's and stuff in there. It's all messed up.
I had an interview yesterday, and we were live. I got two brothers that live in Dallas. I mean, they're from Buffalo as well, obviously, and went to North. But we had a live interview, and the girl called me on live TV, Grablowski. I loved it.
What?
It
was great. Yeah. That's a pretty tough miss, I got to say. That's not even in the greenside bunker. I mean, that's over everything. So how big a night is this for you? You mentioned your family already, and we know about the business that your family's been in here all these many years. I think we did shows at one of those locations years and years ago, Rob. How big a night? Like, how many people are you going to have at this table tonight? Or how many tables, maybe?
It's a big night, and I'm back in town where it all started. And speaking about my father's stores, I mean, G&G Fitness, they're still going. And that's where, you know, I laid down the foundation. I started working out at my dad's stores when I was in seventh grade. I was using the equipment that he was selling on the floor. So that got me, that helped me lay the foundation to where I am now. And also just going against my brothers all the time, you know, backyard baseball, backyard basketball, whatever it is. That laid that foundation, that laid that, you know, core work for myself and to keep building upon. But just to be back here, man, it's something special. I never forgot where I came from, and that's Buffalo, New York. I grew up, you know, in a suburb right outside that. If you're from Buffalo, you know where it is, in Williamsville, the town of Williamsville / Amherst, kind of, you know, both of them, depending exactly where you are in the town at the moment. But I'm excited to see my friends, man. I'm excited to see, you know, the, you know, camaraderie that I, you know, built up throughout my childhood. So it's going to bring back a lot of memories. Hopefully I see some coaches that I haven't seen in a while just to talk about the good times we had and all the little league sports that I played. And I got about 80 people coming to see me tonight. Wow. So I'm super excited, and I want to talk to everyone.
That's great. If I may ask you, Rob, to recall like what it felt like to move. I mean, I don't know, as a high school senior going into your senior year, I'm sure there were a lot of emotions there, but family decision, I mean, can you talk about what that experience was like?
You know, it was definitely difficult at times. You know, just first time ever from being away from your friends and your family. I mean, you definitely get homesick. But I kind of treated it as like my freshman year in college. And let me tell you, it helped me going into my freshman year of college. I already got over that homesick program.
Yeah.
When I went, you know, when I left my senior year and went to Pittsburgh. When I got to the University of Arizona, all the current freshmen, they were all running home as soon as possible. They're all worried about what everyone was doing back home. And I was kind of past that stage. So it kind of gave me that bump, you know, to just take care of my business and to be the best football player I could be when I got to the University of Arizona. And I believe it helped me, you know, be prepared. And actually, I started as a true freshman right off the gate, you know, the first game I was there at Arizona. So I contribute that, you know, but it was also very difficult to deal with being away from your family and friends that you grew up with for that year.
Rob, when did the light go on for you that you realized football was going to be the thing? I mean, just because you played everything at North, baseball. I'm reading here on your Wikipedia page. I hope all this stuff is updated and accurate. You played hockey as well, basketball. Like when, and you hear from a lot of people who have kids coming up in athletics and people who coach athletics that it's good to have that variety, right? Just different skill sets, different disciplines. It can all lead to making you the better athlete in the end. When did football... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Become like the thing that you know was going to be it.
Yeah, I'm all about playing every single sport that you can possibly play. I believe it shapes you as an all-around athlete, and you learn the different skill sets, and you just learn the different, you know, movements as well. And you learn the different ways to work together as a team, because every sport is brings something new to the table that you got to factor with in order to, you know, have that goal of winning. So I'm a big fan of playing multiple sports, but I always knew I was going to be a football player. I had the ideal size. I love the contact. I love going out and making plays on the offensive side of the ball. Just overall, I knew I was a football player. I knew I was a football player playing the other sports as well, but I loved playing the other sports in high school, but football was truly my main focus, you know, and I always felt that, and I always knew it was going to be it. And I would say that kind of started factoring when I was in ninth grade, so my freshman year in high school.
With Rob Gronkowski here for a couple more minutes. So pretty big game here this week, Rob, and a pretty good run the Bills have been on here for a few years. They measure themselves, like maybe all the teams would, to different degrees, against Kansas City. Not a playoff game, but pretty high stakes. Anything, I'm not trying to load the question, but I wonder if you think, like, there are certain aspects of this Bills team that might lead you to think this is actually going to be their year.
You know, what I really like about this Bills team is that they're playing together as a complete team. There's no individuals out there. Josh Allen, he's going through all his reads. There's no one complaining about, you know, getting the ball thrown to them. And to have Josh Allen go out there and just be freelancing and be able to read, you know, his first read, second read, third read, fourth read, and find the open guy. And if no one's open, he has the ability to go and run the ball and use his legs to get a first down. I mean, that's huge. So that's why I see them possibly going as the farthest they have in the last decade, because of the ability to play together as a team. There's no individuals. I feel like everyone's in it together. And when they make a mistake, when they lose a game, I feel like, you know, they get together and they correct those mistakes and they go out and they perform the next week always.
It feels from here like the ship has finally sailed for sure on you ever suiting up for your hometown team. But now that you're retired for good, can you tell us how close you ever got to coming home to play for the Bills?
Yeah, I was a big Bills fan growing up. And then when I went to New England, I actually despised the Bills. I was not a Bills fan anymore. But now that I'm retired again, I'm a Bills fan once again, baby. It makes total sense. You can't take the Buffalo out of me. That's for sure. But It was actually going into my second year. It was always a dream to play for the Buffalo Bills. It doesn't always work out. You know, everyone, if everyone could play for their hometown team, then everyone would be, but it doesn't work like that. But my second year in Tampa, you know, I hit free agency for my first time ever. So I just talked to the Bills a little bit, but it just made sense to stay in Tampa. But I really just wanted to get that feel. We were kind of close, but in the end, I knew to go back to Tampa for a second year was the right play for my career. So it was like a 5%, you know, chance that I was going to be a Buffalo Bill my last year of playing in the NFL.
Last thing, Rob, before you go, bring it back to your family and tonight. It reads like maybe your great-grandfather belongs in this Hall of Fame. Now, you should have a little bit more pull. Maybe we don't need this, but you should have a little bit more pull. Would you talk about him? He was a cycling, you know, star.
Yeah, so Iggy, I think he is in the greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. I'm pretty sure that he already is. So
okay.
He won a medal. I don't know, he won a medal 100 years ago in the Paris Olympics in what was it, 1924. I think he went over there. He sailed on a sailboat or something to get over to Paris, which is pretty incredible. But one thing that he didn't do was pass on the cardio. You know, I can run 60 yards and then I'm starting to faint. So if he passed that cardio down to me, I could have been a wide receiver and still playing. My lungs and my breath would be a lot better. But he did a great job just representing the family name 100 years ago. And you just got to give him kudos for just doing such a good job. And just continuing his legacy here in Buffalo has been just pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, I apologize for the mistake. Ignatius Gronkowski absolutely is in the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. And let's just say that maybe somehow he had pull in getting you in. I mean, I think you're kind of a lock for this, but
yes.
Maybe.
And guys, I'm not even going to be the main show tonight. I got my girlfriend here. She's getting all done up right now. She's Sports Illustrated. She might show up in her swimsuit, and she's going to steal the whole show.
Either way, have a great time. Congrats on the honor, and thank you for being on with us.
Thank you, guys. You're the best. See you tonight. Let's go Buffalo.
Thanks, Rob. Rob Gronkowski on the Western Hotline. It's Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame night. There he is. They just, you know me, like I just couldn't agree to accept the cookies. I'm on the site. I'm looking at the hours and everything, the location.
Was in there.
And
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
That's my excuse. I just will not accept all the. I just don't want your cookies. I just kept, I left it at that. But now I'm looking up. There he is. Ignatius Gronkowski. Very cool. Okay. That was nice.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed that.
803-0550 for your calls. We'll get back to Bills Chiefs. What an exciting week. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here at WGR. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.